Fifth parak of Maaseh Sheni, Mishnah Tes Vav, last Mishnah of Maaseh Sheni. Previous Mishnahs were discussing Vidu Maaseh. And this Mishnah is saying that Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hever Haydoret Maaseh. He stopped saying that this Nusach of Vidu Maaseh because it says over there that they gave over to the Levi. And in his time there was a Takana that by the second Beit HaMikdash, the Levi did not come back to Eretz Yisrael, and they made a Knas that they should not get the Maaseh. The Maaseh will go directly to a Kohanim. And therefore, since you can't say the accurate Nusach that I gave to the Levi, he says it's better not to say it at all. Afu Bitala Tama Oirin, he also is Mavatel, the Levi, on the Shira in the Beit HaMikdash, one of the things they would say was, Ura Loma Tishan Hashem. Kamayochel Hashem should get up. Why are you sleeping? We want a more intense Hashgacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, we didn't mean to say Hashem is Mamash sleeping, but since it implies that, he said it's better not to say that, and it was about to that shir. That's a noikfim. They used to make a little cut in the forehead of a cow or an animal before they would make the shechit in the Beis HaMikdash. So when the blood comes down, it will neutralize the behemoth. It won't hold itself back. It'll be able to tie it up easier. It was mevatel it because even though this was not a technical mum, but it was concerned people could get confused and they're going to think they could give a shecht about mum in the Beis HaMikdash. As Yomav Hoyu Patish Maki Yerushalayim, till his days, they let people bang the blacksmith, bang the metal in Yerushalayim even on Chol HaMoed, because it was permitted on Chol HaMoed, because it was for certain malachas that if they wouldn't do it, they would have a loss. If it was neat to put a lock on a door, and if they wouldn't have a lock on the door, the other would steal, or whatever type of use it would be permitted. But he was mevatel that because it makes a lot of noise, and it's a zilzul in the Chol HaMoed. All these takanas, as we see in his days, he's concerned that people were less learned and not taking things serious enough, and therefore there's a reason to make certain chumras to avoid confusion. The Yomavein Adam Tzorach Lishol Al Adamai. The Mai we learned before is the produce of an Am Ha'aretz, which was a concern with the Rabbanim that didn't take up chumras of Maaseh. And he said that in the time of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, he was masakin that you don't have to take off all the trumas and mitzvahs from the Mai. You only have to take off trumas mitzvah and mitzvah sheni. Everything else is mitzvah rishon and mitzvah ani. You just have to proclaim it and then you keep it for yourself because it's a suffix if you have to give it. And there's a rule, ha'moitzi mechaveir all of a riot. If the Oni cannot prove that this is Chayav and Maaseh, the Levi cannot prove it's Maaseh, Chayav and Maaseh, I can eat it for myself. The Shumas Maaseh, which is 100, I have to give to the coin because it tells it for me to eat. So therefore, there was no need to ask anymore if the person Am Ha'aretz or not, because it wasn't a major loss to take off this 100 and give it over to the coin. And we have just now finished Maaseh Sheni.